at issues whether the claimants failed to report their alleged abuse on time. South Dakota state law says childhood sexual abuse suits must be filed within 3 years of the incident, or within 3 years of when victims discovered harm from the alleged abuse. Legal action began in 2003, roughly 30 years after the alleged abuses took place. Attorney Sheila Woodward says the former students have failed to provide any evidence to grant any more time towards their lawsuits. Woodward represents the Sisters of St. Francis, based in Denver. The organization was one of several that helped operate the St. Francis Mission School, located on South Dakota's Rosebud Sioux Reservation.
That school was actually run by a group of Jesuit priests and brothers from Wisconsin, but the sisters provided a lot of labor. The sisters were teachers, seamstresses, cooks, and generally provided child care.
The Wisconsin province of the Society of Jesus sponsored the boarding school through the 1970s. In 2003, the group told South Dakota Public Radio that it would look into the matter, but added that claims would be hard to follow up on, as several of the accused nuns and priests were deceased. But attorney Gregory Yates, who represents the alleged victims, says the South Dakota Supreme Court's direction is clear.
When in doubt, all doubts should be resolved in favor of the victim of that abuse.
Meanwhile, the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests has filed a Friend of the Court brief, asking that the lawsuits be allowed to continue. The South Dakota Supreme Court will decide the matter later in a written opinion. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.